Okay, so tonight we're going to have an upekkha or equanimity approach to the metta practice. So in a way we're just remembering to be kind to ourselves no matter what's happening, and we're taking the opportunity to be tuning into this experience that we're having as a way to let down some walls and just sense, oh yeah, other people experience this too. It's like we're leveraging the work we're doing to be helpful in a metta sense as well. In the first stage, we're just aware that we experience pain and pleasure and neutral feeling. I think we've gotten some sense of that. And just having kindness towards that. So often we're lost in the ups and downs, right? We're lost in the wanting, not wanting, liking ourselves when we've got it together, whatever that means, and not liking ourselves in other situations when we're not doing too well. So now just understanding this is part of human experience. It's almost like having kindness for the work we did today. You could look at it that way. Just coming here, no matter if it was difficult, exciting, whatever. We just have kindness for that experience of there's pleasure, there's pain, it comes and goes. We're not in control of it, you know, in the body, in our thoughts, in terms of smells, sounds. And then we just remember that that's true for all beings. You know, so we basically want to be happy. We basically want to be free from pain. And that's why we exhaust ourselves trying to make everything okay. It's in that basic wish to be okay, which at its root, before we try all these coping strategies, is just a very universal and very healthy thing. It's just natural. Atma sneha, great word, atma sneha. We just want to be okay. It's pretty value neutral at that point. We just want to be okay, and that's true for all human beings. So that exercise we did earlier might be helpful. We're just saying, what's happening now? What's pleasant vedana? And you're hearing all these voices say, what's pleasant vedana? And then what's painful vedana? Well, you're hearing about people's knees hurting and their shoulders hurting and their hearts hurting and whatever. That's what goes on for everybody. And then neutrality. Well, what's that? You know, that's what goes on for everybody, really. So we use the work today just to help us be more human in this practice, this metta practice. It's just like you're breathing in. I notice pleasant vedana, unpleasant vedana, neutral vedana, breathing out. I notice that. So first we do that with ourselves, remembering that for ourselves. And then as we're breathing, so too for other people. Just as when I breathe in right now, I might notice a pleasant vedana, so too with the neutral person, or with the difficult person, or with my good friend. It's just coming and going. So we wish them ease in that tumultuousness, that we learn wise ways of being. The ultimate ease is enlightenment, isn't it, or insight from that, really. Because that's just going to keep going on for us as human beings. So the real ease from that is understanding it. Short of that, maybe just may you be able to be with that. May you be able to sit with that experience in ease.